إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we are on the second piece of advice that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم gave, which Abu Huraira رضي الله عنه recorded, where he said that be pleased with the qadar of Allah. Bring yourself to the position of Rida bil Qada, be pleased with the distribution of Allah, and you will be the most ghani person in the world, the richest person in the world. As I said yesterday, being rich or being ghani, ghina is a function of contentment. It's not a function of the quantity of wealth, of the amount of number of dollars in your bank. It is nothing to do with the amount of property you own. It has to do with the feeling of contentment and rida, the contentment with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's distribution. To continue on that today also, because we have this topic is one of the most, if not the most important topic that we can find, because this is the cause of most of our self-inflicted stress in our lives. I want to narrate for you, and I will send you the YouTube video also of an excerpt from a lecture of Sheikh Muhammad Mutawalli Al-Sharawi, Rahimahullah, a great Egyptian scholar who was also a government minister in Egypt from Al-Azhar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur. What strikes me in this video is the absolute yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the naz and the shan that he feels of being an abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the connection that he has with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the absolute belief. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill his qabr with nur and raise his darajat and be pleased with him and never be displeased, and make us people who love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and who feel confident and proud of being the ibad of Allah. And please understand, being an abd of Allah is a function of obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The love of Allah is expressed through obedience to Him. It's not expressed in any other way. It's expressed by being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sheikh Muhammad Al-Sharawi says here is a combination information from several different ahadith Qudsiyah. It's not one ahadith by itself, and it is mentioned for the sake of targhib, not for the sake of istinbat al-ahkam, not for the sake of extracting rulings from it. He says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya Ibn Adam, O son of Adam, do not fear those who have authority over you as long as my authority endures, and my authority never runs out. See the beauty and the power of this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that do not fear the authority of anyone over you as long as my authority endures and my authority never runs out. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, do not be afraid of a tight livelihood when my treasuries are full and my treasuries never run out. Do not be afraid of a tight restriction in your risk. Do not be afraid, do not fear poverty, do not be afraid of a tight livelihood when my treasures are full and my treasuries never run out. And then Allah says, O son of Adam, do not ask anybody else except me, and I am yours. And when you ask me, you will find me. And if you ignore me, I will turn away from you, and you will miss out on all that is good. وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. Allah said in Surah Al-Baqarah that when my slave inquires about me, when my slave asks about me, I am close to him. Ujibu da'wata da'i idha da'an. When if he asks me something, I will give it to him. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُ لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُ بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. And let him obey me and let him have faith in me that he may be rightly guided. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ask anybody else. إِيَّاكَ نَعْبُدُ وَإِيَّاكَ نَسْتَعِينُ. Oh Allah, we ask only you, we worship only you, and we ask only you. We don't ask anybody else, and we do not worship anybody else. Do not ask anyone else except me, and I am yours. And when you ask me, you will find me. وَإِذَا سَعَلَكَ عِبَادِ أَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ. But if you ignore me, I will turn away from you, and you will miss out on all that is good. I remind myself and you once again about the absolute importance of Salah at its right time in the masjid by Jama'ah. Then Allah says, O son of Adam, I have created you to worship me. So do not play, meaning don't get distracted here and there. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. I have created you to worship me, so do not play around. And I ensured your sustenance. I have guaranteed your sustenance. So don't torment yourself by worrying about it. You can work for it, but don't stress yourself out. Right? Have tawakkul in your heart. So he says, Allah says, I created you to worship me, so do not play around. And I ensured your sustenance, I guaranteed your sustenance, so that you do not torment yourself by worrying about it. Let the physical parts of your body work, but your heart and mind, let them be in peace by putting your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah says, I swear by my power and might. See the khudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, that I swear by my power, bi-izzati wa jalali. I swear by my power and might, if you are satisfied with what I have apportioned for you, if you are satisfied with what I have given you, I will give your mind and body peace, and you have got a welcome. But if you are not satisfied with what I apportioned for you, I swear by my power and might, I will make you run after the world like the wild beasts run in the wild. But then you will have nothing except what I had apportioned for you in the first place, and you will have been disgraced. I mentioned this hadith, the Qudsi, yesterday also, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O my slave, you want and I want, but be certain, nothing will happen unless I want. If you obey me in what I want, I will give you what you want. And if you don't obey me in what I want, I will make you struggle in what you want. But in the end, nothing will happen except what I want. My brothers and sisters, I cannot possibly emphasize or overemphasize the importance of being pleased with the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We sometimes say that it is not easy to be pleased with the rida of Allah. Believe me, not to be pleased with the rida of Allah is much more difficult. Don't think that is easy. If you think that being pleased with the rida of Allah is not easy, remember that not being pleased with the rida of Allah is much more difficult, because that means that you are going to be living in a state of stress and turmoil and frustration and despair all your life, until you understand and accept that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu has power. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And it is for the slave to accept this and to be pleased with it and to revel in it and to be joyful in it. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O son of Adam, the creation of the seven heavens and the earth did not tire me out. So do you think that giving you a loaf of bread will tire me out? And Allah says, O son of Adam, I did not forget whoever disobeys me. How will I forget whoever obeys me? And I am a merciful Rabb, merciful Lord, and I have power over all things. And then Allah says, O son of Adam, do not ask me for sustenance for tomorrow, as I did not ask you for work of tomorrow. Now, this does not mean that you do not make dua for the future. Of course you do. When he says, by this is meant, don't get stressed out about this. Don't get stressed out about, I don't have enough for this and that, and what is my retirement plan, and I have got only so much money and so much this and that. You do not even know if you're going to be alive 5 minutes from now. What retirement plan are we talking about? Let us look at the real retirement plan, which is when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worry about that. Don't worry about this dunya. And then finally he says, O son of Adam, I love you, so it is my right that you love me. Wallahi, how beautiful is that? Allah is saying, I love you, so it is my right that you love me. My brothers and sisters, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to be expressed, and the way of expressing it is through obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Finally, I want to end with one of the ahadith Qudsiyah in Imam al-Nawawi's Arba'in, the 40 ahadith that he collected. And this is hadith Qudsi in that, number 24. On the authority of Abu Dharr al-Ghifari radiallahu anhu, who quoted and who reported that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my slaves, I have forbidden zulm on myself, and I have made it forbidden amongst you. So do not oppress one another. O my slave, I have forbidden zulm for myself, and I have made it forbidden amongst you, so do not oppress one another. O my slaves, all of you are astray, except those whom I have guided. So seek guidance from me, and I will guide you. O my slaves, all of you are hungry, except those whom I have fed. So seek food from me, and I will feed you. O my slaves, all of you are naked, except those I have clothed. So seek clothing from me, and I shall clothe you. O my slaves, you commit sins by day and by night, and I forgive all sins. So seek forgiveness from me, and I will forgive you. O my slaves, you will not attain harming me so as to harm me, meaning that you will never have the strength to harm me, and so you will so that you can harm me, and you will not attain to benefiting me so as to benefit me. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as pious as the most pious heart of any individual amongst you, then this would not increase my kingdom one iota. O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all as wicked as the most wicked heart of any individual amongst you, then this would not decrease my kingdom an iota. Allahu Samad, Allah is free from all wants. Allah is beyond what any of His creation can do for Him or against Him. No one can do anything for Allah or anything against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah says, O my slaves, if the first of you and the last of you and the humans of you and the jinn of you were all to stand together in one place and ask me whatever you wanted, and if I were to give everyone what he requested, then that would not decrease what I possess, except what is decreased of the ocean when a needle is dipped into it. That's it. Imagine you dip a needle into the ocean, pull out the needle. What comes at that on the tip of the needle, how much water? Even to that extent, the treasures of Allah are not decreased if He gives everyone what they wanted. And then finally, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my slaves, it is but your deeds that I account for you and then recompense you for. So he who finds good, let him praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he who finds other than that, let him blame no one but himself. And this is a hadith in Muslim. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu to enable us to understand the purpose for which He created us and to live to fulfill that purpose. Because it is only by fulfilling of that purpose that we will be in a position where when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, that meeting is sure, that meeting will be a good meeting, and we will have the rida of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah al-musta'an. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with all of you and never to be displeased, and I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help you in every single way in whatever He has given us, and to increase your sustenance and to provide for you from sources that you could not even imagine. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be pleased with everybody and never to be displeased, and to forgive us for whatever we have done, and to grant us Jannatul Firdaus al-Ala bi ghayri hisab. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin, wa alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.